This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com. Hello, welcome to Startup to Success with Maria. Today I have an extremely special guest. She's extremely special to me because she has changed our PR strategy for Romaleaf. So I'm excited to introduce you to Liz Kelly, the founder of Goody PR, an award-winning author of 8-Second PR and a podcast host of 8-Second Branding, and the founder of New Goody Business Book Awards. She has over 15 years of experience promoting authors and brands with a wow story who are making a positive impact. Kelly loves connecting her clients' stories to current headlines to move audiences. Kelly, I mean, honestly, I know you're also a published author with over 500 media interviews, and you've been featured on CNN, USA Today, Chicago, ESPN. But I'd rather let you talk about how you started, and then maybe we can dive into some of the work you've done. And I really do want to cover the 8-Second PR book, because this has changed everything for Romaleaf. And I just can't wait to share that with my audience. Welcome, Kelly. Welcome, Liz.
That's okay. That's okay. I actually have had TV interviews where they call me Kelly, and I'm like, I answer to anything. So it is fine. And so it's Liz H. Kelly for anybody listening and wants to follow me on social media. But I am so excited to be here, because it's always great to get positive feedback and help build businesses and change lives, because that's really my mission. I started Goody PR in 2008. With our goal to magnify good. And so really what we strive to do with everything through the book, the podcast, the agency, the new book awards, is to amplify the story of whoever it is. And I went through this whole journey. So in my book, 8-Second PR, it's really a story about the last 15 years and everything I learned about public relations. And we're launching a new edition in January 2022. And so we've been up late night editing this week.
Well, I can't wait to get my hands on the second edition, but I'll tell you the first edition, which I'm holding in my hand right now. I actually have little notepads, because I think, you know, it didn't just help me get coverage on KTLA Fox, which was probably the biggest coverage I've gotten so far. It was a 3-minute coverage. They interviewed me. They came to our store. It was amazing. And I have to tell you, I followed your instructions here. I focused on really honing down on my story, really clarifying my story and connecting with not just the audience, but when I pitched to KTLA Fox, I ended up using my story to win them over. So it was really important for me to sort of follow your direction step by step. And I don't want to dive too deep into how I did it, but all I can tell you is, and I remember texting you or emailing you after the fact. I was like, Liz, I used your strategy. I used the stuff in the book and I got the coverage. And I don't know. I just can't thank you enough. And I'm sure the second edition will be amazing. But for those of you who can't wait until January, I would highly recommend to go get the book now. It's available on Amazon as well, right?
It is available on Amazon. And I love hearing that feedback. That makes my day. I would love to get a testimonial. We'll talk offline that I can put in the second edition. That would be wonderful. And really, all of the principles still work. It's just podcasts have doubled. I've gotten a client on the Today Show. There's just all kinds of new stories that I was able to add. But let me go back to you getting on KTLA. That is so huge, because a lot of people may not realize Los Angeles is actually the second biggest media market in the country. So it's called a DMA, or designated market area. And New York is number one, of course. Mm-hmm. But to get a TV interview on any station in the second biggest media market is actually sometimes more valuable than a national interview, because it's off the charts. So let me explain a little bit more. I've had a couple authors on there, and fortunately they got about 6 minutes about their book and their business. And that 6 minutes was worth $50,000 in calculated publicity value.
Yeah.
So if you got 3 minutes, you got $25,000 in calculated publicity value. So let me explain quickly how that works. So I get a report from Nielsen Media. It's a rating report based on their ratings. And what they do is they say, okay, an ad during this time would cost X. So let's just say $1,000 to keep it easy. And then you multiply it times three to get the publicity value. So then it's worth $3,000. So an ad would be $1,000. But your TV interview, because it's earned media and somebody else is vouching for you, is worth three times as much, so $3,000. Wow. So being on KTLA is a big, big deal.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'll tell you what really, I think what got their attention was the fact that I really focused on our mission. And you cover that on page 25. Yeah, on page 25. And I have a little tab here because it was probably the first thing I worked on. I worked on my mission I think I remember thinking about it and wanting to do so many things. And in this book, you gave us the advice. You gave us all these examples from Amazon, Apple, Walmart, Toyota, and you shared with us how important it is to keep the mission tight and basically the value statement, like, what do you stand for? What is it that you, why do you exist, right? Ultimately. And I think, you know, with our mission for RomaLeaf, it's to add relief to people's routine. And I sort of capitalized on that. I started thinking about the mission, and then I thought, well, what can I do to really start executing this mission? And I started these little workshops behind our flagship store, where we invited doctors to speak about anxiety and how it, you know, how people can slowly get back into this new norm after COVID. And then we talked a little bit about research on CBD and how RomaLeaf can add relief to their daily routine and so on. And this was all a free workshop that was done behind our store, and we all volunteered our time. And then at the end, we would give them goodie bags with our products for free, not expecting anything. So we really brought the community together, and we really wanted to give them different methods of relieving anxiety, adding some kind of a relief to their daily routine. And so it really started with thinking about the mission and then coming up with these ideas to execute the mission, right? And so when I thought of the workshops, I went ahead and Araxia, who's one of the hosts on Fox, and I pitched her what I'm doing. I said, you know, we're hosting these workshops. It's free. We're inviting guests. We're giving them free products. Would you be interested in sharing this with your audience? And she said, well, let me share this with my producer and get back to you. So it was a lot of back and forth for 2 months. I'm not going to lie. It wasn't like, oh, I reached out to her on Instagram, sent her a DM, and she when they came back and they said, yes, we're interested in your story, we'll cover you, it was amazing. But then the second main important, task came along, where I had to really be concise as to what was my messaging, what did I want to talk about, and so on. So it was amazing. I just have to thank you for it. I can't thank you enough, but I just had to kind of share with you how I used what you have taught me through this book to pitch to the media.
That is so interesting and so helpful. And I'm so glad, because This is what I learned how to do a long time ago when I first wrote my dating book in 2002. And that story's also in 8 Second PR. So I won't go through a lot of that. It really was asking the experts, how do I pitch? How do I develop a story? How do I call a newsroom? What do I say when I get a reporter on the phone? And you are a very successful businesswoman and marketer. So you have the confidence to just do it and just dive in.
Yeah.
And I'm like that too. I was like fearless. I was like, I don't care if I get rejected. I'm just going to keep trying because eventually somebody is going to say yes. And then when you start getting yeses, then it builds your confidence even more. And then you can keep pitching and you can keep doing it on your own. And yes, I get people who call and hire Goody PR to do the 8 Second PR was created, the book, because I do get people who say, well, I can't afford you, or, you know, I'm a first time author and I just want to do what I can on my own. So I say, okay, fine. You know, you can buy the book on Amazon and it has all my PR secrets. Wow. And let me tell you, there are a lot of PR companies who would never, ever give this information. Mm-hmm. So I'm an open book in 8 Second PR, and I hope it helps other people. And I'm so, so glad it helped you.
And I have to tell you, I love the fact that you had examples of emails in there, right? Like pitches. That's what I used. I remember, you know, going back and forth. And then every time there was a question, I would refer to your book, come back here. And I'm like, let me see, can I find an example? How do I best answer this? How do I, because I know I can get so detailed, and being a marketer is, you know, that thing that they say, the shoemaker never has shoes. I feel like as a marketer, I'm usually like that, where I can market everyone else's products really well. But when it comes to mine, I just get too detailed and I lose the audience. So your book really helped me stay focused, stay on point, and really give them that hook, right? Like, what is the hook? How am I going to capture that audience? Because the media is always looking for that. I remember pitching them the story and then telling them, you know, this is what we're doing. And they came back and they're like, well, give us the hook. And I was like, oh my God, Liz mentioned this in this book. Hold on. Let me go back and figure out the hook. It was just hilarious. And I mean, just the examples, even the email subject line, like we pitched to, and then we took, oh my God, I got to tell you, sorry, I'm so excited about this. We took, so by the way, I got a lot of sales out of that. Okay. So 25,000 plus actual sales.
Wow.
Online and
wow.
The store, and a lot of people who actually signed up for the monthly workshops after the fact, after we were featured. And then we took that coverage and started pitching to other news stations. We literally pitched them with the link to that interview on Fox and said, hey, we're doing this on a monthly basis. Would you be willing to cover it? We're still waiting to get some coverage from those people. We had a few that came back and offered us advertising rather than earned media, but it's a start, you know. We'll slowly, hopefully get more coverage. But that's enough about me. I want to talk about how others can take advantage of this wealth of knowledge. I know you have courses online. Talk about that. Talk about your courses online. I'm super excited to hear about that.
Oh, absolutely. And let me just clarify for the audience, because I didn't mention this. The title of the book, 8 Second PR, is because the average attention span of an adult is 8 seconds. And that's actually less than a goldfish, because a goldfish is 9 seconds, which is just crazy. I don't know how they figured that out, but that's what I have researched and found out. So everything that you have been talking about, I talk more about in the online courses. And they're on Teachable, but you can just go to 8secondpr.com and find the courses. Because some people, they don't want to read a book, so they'd rather watch me talking about it on a video. And then there's a workbook that goes with each chapter so that you can do exercises and you can come up with your media hook or come up with your email subject line after I give you instructions on how to do that. So that's what that's really all about. So I'm trying to create a lot of different tools for people, and they could be a CEO, a founder, an author, a business owner, a startup, an entrepreneur. One of my favorite success stories I just have to share is a company called Jukin Media. And they were one of my first clients 10 years ago. They had 10 employees. They could not explain their story at all. And I figured it out. They're a video clipping service, and they actually find funny clips that are like viral videos, like, you know, somebody on a bicycle runs into a kangaroo, you know, that type of thing people want to watch over and over again. And then they take that, they license it with whoever did the video, and then they sell it to like Comedy Central. And they have built a whole business out of this thing. So 10 people. We did not get them a lot of media because they only hired us for 1 month, which you can't do that now. You have to do 6 months. But you know, I was early in the game. So we got them a couple interviews and like Tech Zulu and other stories. It's 10 years later, and they now have 800 employees in 10 countries. Mm-hmm. And they just got sold to a company where the parent company is Reader's Digest.
Wow.
So that is the power of the story. And that's the whole beginning of 8 Second PR. And a lot of people want to skip that. And then after you get your story, your mission, your values, everything you talked about, then you come up with media hooks. Yeah. And media hooks are what's a unique angle? What makes you different? What makes you stand out? And then how do you tie it into something timely? So for example, right now it's the holidays. So you could say the holidays is a really stressful time, and Roma leaf can help reduce your anxiety. So it's the perfect gift for you for self-care and the perfect gift for your friends and family who are all stressed out,
right,
trying to get last minute presents and go to events and send gifts and everything that comes with the holidays. So that becomes the media hook that is timely.
I love that. I love that. And speaking of, you know, they hired you for a month and look at where it got them. I remember initially when we met, I came to you and I said, I really need help putting my story together and everything. And we were a startup. We really couldn't afford to hire a PR agent yet. But, you know, and I remember you gave me this book as a gift, and I was like, okay, I'll try, but I know I still want to work with you, and I'm going to try to, you know, figure out how to allocate budget so I can. And then when I did the work, I was like, this is incredible. I just didn't expect you to share so many secrets. I think that's what it was, you know, because I've met people that have agencies and they share their books, but it's always very surface level, you know. It's not really, they don't tell you how, they'll tell you what to do, but don't break it down into simple steps to make it happen. And I am probably one of the worst writers. I do not like to write. I love speaking, but not writing. And so for me, the challenge was, oh, I have to sit down and work on my mission statement. I have to think about my attribution. Like, you know, I created a deck with what do we stand for? What is our mission? What keywords do we want to use? You know, all these things that I was thinking about in terms of how we're going to brand ourselves. I'm not even talking about branding and colors, but in general, just all of that. So I'm just going to go back to the book again, because obviously we talk a lot about social media. Well, you talk a lot about social media here as well. And I'm assuming that the second edition will cover more of that. But how do you think social media is impacting PR?
Absolutely. Well, we have chapter 2 is all about social media, and it's an updated version in the second edition. But the foundation is the same, and the foundation is you must do social media. And I actually have PR clients that are doing no social media.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.